Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, we'll move to the final item on our agenda, license sales update with Director Tom Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Ask you to turn to the back couple of three pages or so of your commission book, which will have the license sales. Again, have the same type of information that we provide on a monthly basis. I'm going to hit some highlights. Just a reminder, we've been talking about this the last couple of months. We are in the month of December. Our current license year will conclude on December 14th, so that'll be the last day of our current license year, starting with the new license year December 15th. So 10 more days remain. And so these license numbers that we're going to talk about here briefly today reflect going back to December 15th to these go through the end of November. Once we do get into the start of the new year, the new license year, when we come to the January Commission meeting, the numbers that we will provide will show to you the full license year, and we'll have the full picture then, although again, we're not too far out. So the first page there again that we typically talk about are the combination licenses, the combination and senior combination. Not a lot of change from last month. Again, I would say an offer to you, commissioners, license sales still remain very strong. Here for the combination licenses, when we look at 25 compared to 24, you'll see the senior combination numbers have gone up a little bit in comparison to that same time frame, while our combination licenses are down slightly from last year. And we've been seeing this trend the last couple of years. Hard to determine exactly one main reason why that is, other than the fact of one thing we do know across South Dakota and across the country, our age of participants continues to go older or up that way. Does that mean that's the sole reason for this? I would offer to you it's probably one of the reasons why we see this, especially in this combination license area. That being said, our numbers still remain strong and coming in very well. Turning to the next one is the habitat stamp numbers. Again, you look at those numbers, very similar at the residence level, at the non-resident level, up from last year. Again, strong numbers. And one thing that I would offer to you in looking in at the habitat stamp figures here, whether you're looking at the revenue or just the numbers themselves, but I think the numbers, what they do offer to you is kind of a true picture of participation out there. And the reason for saying that is when we look at the majority of licenses that are purchased, both on the hunting side and fishing side of things, the habitat stamp is a requirement for the vast majority of participation that you do out there, excluding some things like the few exceptions are like the private shooting preserve licenses or a one-day license or those youth licenses that are not required or those youth not required to purchase a habitat stamp. But when you consider the vast majority of our licenses, it is a requirement. And so the one thing that the habitat stamp figures do provide us is a level of participation out there. And so that is encouraging to see that participation remains strong and continues to grow a little bit. Moving on to the next one, small game licenses. This is the one of highest interest right now, as we've been talking the last couple of months. Both at the resident and non-resident level, license numbers do look very good. We're pleased overall with where they are. This last weekend, I would offer to you the Thanksgiving weekend with some of the weather that we had come in, our first real dose of winter weather, probably slowed things down a little bit, especially with what we would probably consider a four-day weekend with the holiday there. But still, license numbers continued to increase, especially on the non-resident side. If we look at that compared to 2024, we're still up by almost 2,000 licenses, and we continue to see that license numbers go up. We'll see where we end up at the end of the license year. Again, last year we were at about 82,000, 83,000. Feel very confident we're going to be at that level at minimum and likely above that, and we'll see how the next 10 days play out here. And the weather looks pretty decent. We're going to have some snow events. It's just the time of the year, right? But as long as temperatures don't get too bitter cold and we don't have too many blizzards, we're going to still see people enjoying the great resources that we have out there. The one line that I guess triggers my attention is the very bottom line there, the combined totals. When you look at residents, non-residents combined for a small game, you see that we are up this year compared to last year. And if you look at the 3 to 4 year trend, we are up considerably. So overall, things look very good, and those license sales continue to remain strong. Turn your attention to the next page, which would be the fishing licenses. Again, both resident, non-resident, the different types of fishing licenses. In general, license sales are strong for fishing. Again, we had a phenomenal fishing year and still remains good. We are in that transition stage from open water to hard water, as we've talked about here a couple times with AIS and the ice fishing opportunities and making those available to our anglers. So we do see that transition happening right now. The one thing that does catch our attention a little bit, looking at the non-resident side of fishing licenses, you'll see that overall number is down a little bit from 2024 and 23 and 22. So that is one thing that we're going to continue to look at. The one area within our agency that we have a high focus on right now, we've talked a lot about R3 over the last couple years. Hillary Morey, who you have all met, she used to be one of our fisheries biologists and came back in the capacity of our hunter and fishing engagement researcher and R3 person. She's already taking the bull by the horns and twisting pretty hard with data that we have available to us right now and looking at churn rates of different hunting licenses, and we're going to dive into the fishing licenses as well. So this is one area where we're excited about in terms of the direction we're going with that position and looking at some of these areas and going, why is this happening? Is it because times are changing? Is it because the resources weren't there? Or are there other reasons or explanations why we are seeing a reduction in a particular license type? And so she's excited to work on these things, and we're excited to have her look into that. And she just sent us a draft dashboard here just the other day for a couple of us to look at. And it's just some really neat information from age groups to license types to gender to different times of the year to other reasons why we might be seeing some group of folks continue to stay engaged and some other folks starting to lag out of it. And so we're excited about those opportunities, and I can assure you this is going to be one that we're going to have her focus on very sternly over the next couple of years as well, and we'll continue to have those conversations. And then the last page, there are some big game licenses. A few moments ago, just before we got into coming out of the recess, Commissioner Call even looked at Secretary Wilbling and I, and he goes, huh, that's interesting, the mentor deer and the archery deer, those license numbers are down a little bit. And we've been watching this also, and there could be multiple reasons for those decreases there a little bit in those two license areas as well. One of them in particular, the archery licenses and mentor deer, we believe some of those reasons are just our overall deer numbers in some locations, so there may not be as quite a high level of participation. We did do a reduction in licenses in the firearm seasons as well, and so that may have a lag effect into this as well. Some folks may just say, hey, I know deer numbers are down, I'm not going to get this particular license this year, whatever it might be. So we're going to continue to look at that closely. We'll see if we can better understand why the drop there, but we do believe it has to do with some of our deer numbers in certain locations and some of the other actions that we have taken place as well. So overall, commissioners, license sales remain really good. We're excited where things are at right now. We look forward to meeting with you in January and talking about our overall complete set of numbers for license year 2025. And then we start into 26 here with December 15th. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back to you and try to answer any questions that you may have.
Very good. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Comments? Seeing none, we appreciate the update. Thank you, sir. And with that, it takes us to the end of our agenda for December 2025 solicitation of agenda items. Do we have any commissioners that would like to lift up a potential issue that they would like to see brought forward during a future meeting? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Really not an issue, but I wonder if staff might be able at the next meeting to give us just a brief as to what potential legislation might be looming out there that will affect the department. with the session starting shortly thereafter, if that would be possible.
Yeah, Madam Chair. Thank you, Commissioner Bartling, for the question. And we absolutely will and can. We'll put that on the agenda for the next meeting. As far as we are looking at bringing a couple of bills ourselves, and we'll have the details of those for that meeting as well. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Bartling. Any other items the commission would like to lift up for a future meeting? With that, before we give Secretary Roebling the final word, I just want to wish all of Team GF&P a happy holidays and let you know how thankful we are as a commission that you ensure we have the information that we need every single month to make the best decisions on behalf of the people of South Dakota. Your partnership and collaboration is appreciated. Your hard work is noticed and appreciated. Thank you. I hope you have the opportunity to spend time with family and friends this holiday season. Before we adjourn, Secretary Roebling.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you as well. We won't be meeting now until after the new year. So same goes back to the commission. We're very thankful for a great commission. We have a great working relationship. We've accomplished a lot of great things here in 2025, and we hope to do so in 26 as we move forward into the new year. So enjoy some much-deserved family time over the next month here. And, yes, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all of you. Get outdoors. Ice fishing is around the corner, and we're very excited about that. We still have a few seasons going on, hunting season, pheasant season still going very, very strong. This is my favorite time of year to hunt pheasants. So hopefully many others can get out there as well and do the same. So, yeah, safe travels home. It's still a little bit light out, and we'll give you a little bit of daylight here to get home yet this afternoon. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary. With that, we need a motion to adjourn. Moved by Commissioner Bartling, seconded by Commissioner Call. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, we are adjourned.